Welcome to the next one. Good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air. 434-1790. You can also email me at peter.w.wickham@gmail.com. Good afternoon.
All right.
Yes, go right ahead, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, go ahead and speak. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Yes, good afternoon. You hearing me?
Sir, we are hearing you. I'm waiting for you to start the contribution. Go ahead, please.
Well, sorry about that. Right, I just wanted to say that having listened to the input this morning, I wanted to make a defining point, or what I think is a defining point, in relation to our current education system, which is that largely the system that we call, that we refer to as academic and bright, it's about the capacity of a child to retain only. This does not represent the ability to think, and therefore, we have to review the system completely. So I support fully what has been brought in relation to the proposal of moving from primary straight to secondary without a common entrance exam. I think it is a waste of time. And we move to, let's call it a secondary school on the same principle that we moved to primary, which was suggested this morning as well about going to the school best suited for the parents' location. So if it's close for walking, then it's fine for you. And if the parents work somewhere closer, then it can work, that can work for them as well. But we have to review the system that we create thinkers. There's a problem. And then, sorry, I'm getting carried away. We move from then that secondary school to the school of center of excellence, which was also suggested, which we would try to help children and parents and teachers to help children to determine what their core competency is, rather than pursuing some figment of the imagination about what is an academic objective. So children have gifts. So this idea of a high flyer, we need to find the interest that makes a child a high flyer. Because if we want a fish to climb a tree, he will never be a high flyer. But if we want a fish to swim, he certainly is a high flyer. So every child is a high flyer for me. And therefore, what we want to do is find that gift in a child, because it's there. And focus on that so that the child excels in the area in which their strength is. This aspect about the ability to think is the one that is most critical, because we are not critical thinkers. We don't analyze well. And then when we have problems, we blame who we think we left to think through the problem, rather than have this capacity to solve and not think. That's what we were given a brain for, to solve problems. So I just wanted to stress that point.
So I'm comfortable with what you don't want to identify yourself?
Yeah, I'm Benjamin educator Niles. As well? I'm Benjamin Niles.
Okay. You're also an educator?
Yes, I happen to be the chairman of the Barbados Vocational Training Board.
Lovely. Okay, and no, I'm glad you identified yourself, because I think it is important to add a title, you know?
Yeah. Sorry? Because we, too many of the children that come there are sent. They don't find it an area of, you know, where they want to come. Their parents tell them, you need to go there, because you're not getting through in the other environment. But we have had children who have been very successful, who have made men for themselves, success stories in trades and so on, who have come through the board, even barbers, people who have been able to make stand up on their own feet, having come through the vocational training board. And we want to say that this is really what education is about. But we want people to see that their children have gift. And so the idea of a high flyer is a poor concept. We must not use it in relation to education. Mm-hmm. All it is in relation to the ability to retain. And their memory is good. They either see something once and it sticks with them, and they are able to put it back down. Or we say, he's bright. That really is poor. We want the children able to think.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Yeah, I have to fully agree with what Mr. Nuggets is saying. We have not been producing thinkers.
Right.
There are a lot of educated people who just do not think or cannot think. They're not analytical in their approach to anything. And this is one of the problems that we face. And it goes back to the point that I always remember I think it was George Lamy who said that barbarians see education as something to have, not something to use.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. we get educated, you know, so a fellow could be in a rum shop on a Sunday morning quoting Shakespeare in Latin. But what does he do with the education that he had, you know? So I agree with you, Mr. Nels.
Thank you. All right.
Mr. Nels, thanks again for engaging the issue, and also thanks for the work that you're doing in relation to the vocational training. Certainly, it is an important component to our educational system, an important cog in the wheel. So thanks very much, and thanks for participating in the program. Down the brass tacks, 434-1790. I know that there are quite a few people trying to get in. Let's see if we can get as many of you in as possible. Good afternoon and welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Yes, sir. Yes, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
I really have to say that I was really impressed with the sterling contributions of the caller just before me. I'm almost nervous to come on after him. And I absolutely love the point you made about the importance of critical thinking and critical analysis. And I've always tried to indicate that it even comes out in the way you speak. Even the way you organize and structure language can be an indication of the sort of cerebration that you're engaging in. So that is a sterling point. Intelligence is not merely about memory. It's the ability to think and process and to ratiocinate. So I can listen to that gentleman all year. Now, here's my contribution. I suppose I'm going to take a step down. There's an instance in the Bible where Yeshua challenged some people with, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't follow my instructions? What he appeared to be saying, that it was not so much about him as a personality or individual, but it was about buying into and living the ideals and principles that he championed. So while we should acknowledge and indeed laud the contributions of luminaries like Errol Barrow, Winter Crawford, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and so on, we need to ask ourselves, how correctly have we understood and acted upon the teachings and the philosophies of these great thinkers in a way that would please them? They would be pleased with the fruits of their labors. Now, Mr. McLean, tell me, can we be said to be truly and properly educated when we have a situation in our country where 95% black people in this country allow certain racial minority groups to control and hog up the lion's share of business, wealth, and economic power in this country? I travel through Bridgetown, and I observe swarms of, I'm sorry, but foolish black men around betting shops, burning up the money betting on horses, dogs, and Syrians, and we don't own one cent in those enterprises. Can we say to be truly educated, or indeed intelligent, when we have our African sisters, right, being so intellectually bankrupt, they hear of Indian prosperity?
I'm always very uncomfortable with conversations about race. I get the point that you're making, but I am always a bit sensitive when you go the racial road. But I understand the point that you're making, that we have the biblical tale of the persons who wasted their talents, and I think that that's the point that you're making, that we should be careful that we not waste our talents on things which don't contribute to making us better people. Dr. Brass Sachs, 434-1790. Cyprian says, again, Dr. McLean is on the right track about education as something to have and not to use. I long for the day that Cyprian will say that I am right about everything to do with education, but maybe that will happen as well. So, Leroy, you are an extremely esteemed company, because Cyprian doesn't give away compliments so easily. I've struggled over the years to get one out of him. Yeah.
Thank you,
Cyprian. This is Dr. Brass Tax. We're looking at the relevance of Arabara's vision for education. Is it fit for purpose in the 21st century? We have Khalil Kothuwala, and we also have Dr. Leroy McLean. We are looking at this issue. We run until 2. We are commercial free for the rest of the program, so feel free to call us. I understand that we have a full board, so we're going to try to see if we can get all of the comments accommodated. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dickens, and your panel. I originally wanted to thank Mr. McLean and whoever else is there for trying to dispel a myth that the separation between academics, that is technology and technical. But after him, Mr. Nellis, I have to agree with him 100%. I might call this transcript as he should. I think electronics are Seneca College of Applied Arts and Technology. On there, not only does it have a took electronics, it also has communication and analytical skills. The communication is the ability to do research, analyze the research, and come with a composite in accurate form. I'm completely missed at how anybody thinks that there's a difference between technical science and technology and academics. I don't know how they got that false idea in their head. Could somebody tell me?
I mean, that sounds like more Leroy's issue than mine. Anyhow, you continue, sir, make the point.
I actually didn't hear him clearly.
Yeah. Science and technology and academics. Yeah.
I never knew how a separation came. How they got in their minds that there was a separation between academics and science and technology?
There can't be a separation between science and technology and academics, because you need the academics in order to do the science. When people talk about academics, generally what the science that you see, all of the technology that you see being applied now, is because there were academics who researched these things, who had an idea and researched them, and then somebody saw how you could apply them.
Can I reply to that in a moment? Let me tell you something about electronics. A lot of it started with old technicians in the field having to improvise, and the technology came from them, and then the academics and the scientists went and tested it and found out that they were correct. It sounds funny. It started in reverse on what you just said. So I can probably both ways.
It's both ways. Yeah, both ways.
I cannot understand how people get the idea that there was a separation between the two. It does not make any sense. Comment college transcripts prove that there's no separation.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you have a good day.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate hearing from you.